Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Realm. I'm Dina Bruderek. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing, following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital for safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. And you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net to find a link to those recommendations by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And during National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are some simple ways to show appreciation. You can email your local department, the Sheriff's Office, or State Police Branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly when you're out and about running errands, or just drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And early Friday morning, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County closed due to a potential road rage shooting. The closure spanned from the Holland Road M-46 interchange to the southern I-675 interchanges. Google Maps indicated that the closure extends further south to Dixie Highway in Bridgeport Township. Details are limited, but authorities confirmed a potential shooting incident to ABC 12. Speculation circulating on social media platforms, particularly Facebook, suggested that Saginaw County Dispatch had received reports of a male individual being found bleeding and unconscious, lacking a pulse, with a bullet hole in his car door. The incident is purportedly under investigation as a possible cause of road rage shooting. Michigan State Police 3rd District have initiated an investigation into the matter, as released via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, at 7:05 a.m. on Friday. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. Severe thunderstorms have hit southeastern Texas for the second time this month, and Houston's mayor says at least four people are dead. There have also been windows blown out of high-rise buildings, down trees, and power outages for more than 850,000 customers. Flights were briefly grounded at Houston's two major airports on Thursday. The storm system moved through swiftly, but flood watches and warnings remained for Houston and areas to the east. Heavy storms slammed the region during the first week of May, leading to numerous high water rescues, including some from the rooftops of flooded homes. And two House committees have moved ahead with contempt charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland for refusing to turn over audio from President Joe Biden's interview with a special counsel. The votes Thursday follow the White House's decision to block the release of the recording earlier in the day. The House Judiciary and Oversight and Accountability Committees voted along party lines to advance an effort to hold Garland in contempt. But the timing of any action by the full House and the willingness of the U.S. Attorney's Office to act on the referral remain uncertain. A transcript of the interview shows Biden struggling to recall some dates and occasionally confusing some details about having deep recall in other areas. And former President Donald Trump has attended his son's high school graduation in Florida on the day off from his New York hush money trial and is heading to Minnesota for a Republican fundraiser. Trump attended his son Barron's graduation Friday with his wife Melina Trump and her father. Trump is using part of the day granted by the trial judge for the graduation to campaign in Minnesota. No Republican presidential campaign has won Minnesota since Richard Nixon in 1972, but Trump came close to flipping the state in 2016 when he fell 1.5 percentage points short of Democrat Hillary Clinton. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.